Another one of our former ministers we're honored to have here today is the Reverend Roland Olson. Roland was ordained in 1962 and he was called to serve in Emmanuel from 1979 until 1974. Roland, too, holds kind of a special place in my heart. He was, I believe, our daughter Kendra, our oldest daughter, was the first baptism he did here at Emmanuel. And also his daughter Lynn is married into our extended family, so that's a added blessing too. And although he is retired now and living in Norfolk, he's been a fairly familiar face around here, attending church and school activities in support of his grandchildren. So, Pastor Olson.
A 125 years. You're old. And I'm grateful today for the privilege you've given me to bring this message, and also for those years here in your midst as a pastor. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now I have to ask if there are any of you here that can imagine. Can you imagine? You have good imaginations. Are there any of you, maybe Anderson will be, are there any of you that will live to be 125 years old? Just this week I learned of one, 108 years old. Another, 111 years old. So with advances in technology and medicine and all kinds of imagination, how many of you will be one day 125 years old? Will you imagine that anyway? Secondly, if I may, Pastor Stein, I'm referring now to the bulletin this morning and to that prayer list. And if I may, I would like to add one request to that prayer list. Would that be possible? Okay. Appreciate that. Would you pray for your enemy? Would you pray for your enemies? I didn't see it on the list this morning, but I'm going to ask for that. We heard from Pastor Martin Russell this morning, be careful, little mouth, what you say. And I say that carefully. Will you pray for your enemies? And finally, without reminiscing, I simply want to read something from 1 Corinthians that I have lived with and cherish. When I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in much fear and trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And now I say, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.